Hey friends, how's it going? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 32. I'm very happy that you're here. I'm very happy that you're listening and that you're dedicating a few moments of your time, a few minutes of your time to listening to this podcast. And our goal is to better me, the host, Chris, and to better you, better ourselves. That's why we're listening to this podcast. Everything in this episode is directed towards finding, doing a career that you love, being happy in the moment, showing you that your goals are possible through hard work and helping others. It's not going to be easy. When I say just, it's not like you just go out there and you work hard and good things happen to you. Like a million different things have to happen to get that done. It's not like you cannot just do anything you want. I talk about that. I romanticized that in the past and I subscribed to that to an extent, but nothing is impossible. Like there's certain things that are physically just not going to happen, but most of those people aren't going to do what it takes to actually get done what it takes to get where you want to get. Now, that may sound confusing, but the point is we're not capable of everything, but we are capable of more than we think we are. And most people aren't going to do what it takes to get what they want. So are you going to be that person that does? Are you going to be that person that separates yourself from the pack and goes out there and gets what you want? I want to help you. I want to encourage you. People all around the world, I want to give you real life examples of other people showing you that you can leave your undesired job behind to pursue a career that you love and you can give back to other people along the way. Don't sell yourselves short. I'm figuring this stuff out too. That's why I have a podcast. I want to record these things. I want to record the guests, the conversations, and share them with you too, because I am figuring this out right along with you. So I'm taking you along on my journey. So thanks for sharing it with me. You can catch this episode and all other podcasts, the conversations and the contemplations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And that's on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for a year, and I have an Instagram account, One Book a Week Challenge, and you can find the coolest facts ever on reading there. Actually, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot reading. I'm learning a lot posting the facts, and it's super fun. Last week, I read Zero to Hero by my hometown friend from Woodland Park, Colorado, Mr. Nate Wilson. That was a wonderful book. You should just check out that post on my Instagram or go to the website to check out that write-up. That was an emotional book. He shared a lot about his personal life, and it was tough to read at times, but I'm happy he did it, and I know that he will inspire other people. And this week, I'm reading Try by Sebastian Younger, and so far, it's really good. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 75, and it was with the great Jim Rajan. I had a very in-depth, emotional, and just a conversation wrapped around the mind. I highly encourage you to check it out. He had a very interesting career transition of his own into becoming what he is now. So I highly encourage you to check that out. Today I'm going to speak with you about how we should question everything. So let's get into it. Question everything. I'm going to start off by reading a quote from Malik Graham, who's a PhD student. He writes, "The most uncomfortable thing one can do is to question everything that is taken for granted and seek answers. Ask why and how you're able to access to internet. Question why our society is like it is now. Seek why you choose to be like you are. Try to see the other side of the norm. It is very difficult to imagine oneself leading a life doing these, but it is also one thing that you can do to improve your life." So I read this article, it was very interesting, and I just wanted to talk about it because I'm the kind of guy where I question everything, regardless of if it's at work and I'm learning how to do something in tech, or I'm learning something with the podcast, or I don't fully comprehend something that somebody is telling me on the podcast. I ask them, why? How? This is very important to me. I've been told in the past many times that you don't need to know why. I'm sure y'all have been asked as well. You don't need to know why or how. Just do it. Just do it. That is like one of the most annoying things I could ever hear from leadership in the past is you don't need to know, just do it. And to me, that was just failed leadership. And I did not subscribe to that at all. So I hope that when somebody asks you, that you tell them why. Why is very important. Why is huge to me. I've had a contemplation just on why before. Find your why. This is my why. So the why is very important. Questioning everything will help you solve problems in your life and other people's lives. I talk about entrepreneurship a lot, and you know, this isn't an entrepreneurship podcast. It just comes up a lot because a lot of the people that I talk to have taken the entrepreneurship route because they are truly pursuing something that they love, and it just happens to be not working for somebody else or creating something that solves a problem in their life or other people's lives. So this is like people that have gone out there and questioned society, questioned themselves, questioned how things work, why things work, and they went out there and it was just a surefire way to create something that makes people's lives easier. It reminds me of a saying, at least in the military, where people always said, you know, we've done it like this forever, so we're always going to do it like this. You know, just do it like this. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And those are some of the worst things that you could ever hear. Like, I was the type of guy that went in there and just questioned, well, why the hell are we doing it like this? Like, there's other ways to do this. Well, you know, it's not broke, don't fix it. I don't know if it was in an accent like that, but it's usually what, no, I'm just kidding. But the thing is you go out there, if you start questioning everything, like I'm reading a book a week and like I'm questioning a lot of things that I read on these books. I'm questioning things that people tell me in these conversations when I interview guests. I'm questioning people when they direct message me about certain things. And I would hope that they're questioning me as well. And I encourage you to question me as well. This is what promotes conversation. I want to promote conversation. So like, for example, I had a conversation with a good friend via direct message yesterday, and we were talking about something that I posted. And I said, I see you disagree. Well, why? Can you explain it to me? And by the end of the conversation, I was more in agreement with him than my original analysis on the situation. So don't go in there with this mindset that's fixed. We like to call it a fixed and a growth mindset. So don't go in there with a fixed mindset thinking that things have to be a certain way, that you are always going to think a certain way. If we subscribe to a growth mindset, we must question everything, including ourselves. So I'm paraphrasing here, but I think it was Socrates who said, the only thing I know is that I know nothing. So we need to question ourselves. We need to question other people, but we need to go, like I gave the example of me having a conversation with my friend. Like, we may not agree on everything, but you can't go into a conversation thinking that what you're saying is absolutely right and that you can't be wrong no matter what. That sounds like a lot of relationships and how they go to crap. This isn't just applicable to careers and doing something you love and having a growth mindset. It's applicable to relationships with your spouse, with your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, you know, mother, brother, like just relationships in general, work relationships, friend relationships. Question everything, but go into it with a growth mindset that you want to learn, that you want to come out better, and not that you just have this fixed mind where you're just trying to convince the other person that they're wrong, because maybe you're the one that's wrong, you know, and maybe you're not all the way wrong. You're only partially wrong, and they're partially wrong, and you're partially right in two things. Or, you know, like you're partially right in one thing and he's partially right in the other, or she or whoever. It's not black and white. Nobody's always just right. Nobody's always just wrong. And the same goes with things and ideas. And it just, if you question everything and you have this growth mindset, that's it. You will become a better person. So go out there, question everything, regardless if it's uncomfortable or not. Questioning everything will solve problems in your life and other people's lives. And this will ensure that you maintain a growth mindset and become the person you always wanted to be and have the career that you always wanted to have. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Question everything. Question, why am I doing this podcast? I've talked about that before. You should check out this episode entitled, This Is My Why. Why did I do the podcast? Why do I continue to do the podcast? Why do I continue to do all the crazy things that I do and talk about all the time? All of those things. Question it. Question me. If you have an issue with something I say, let's talk about it. But you know the stipulations. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. One book a week challenge as well on Instagram. The website, christophlewis.com/podcast or /book challenge. You can rate 5 stars on iTunes if you enjoy this episode. And thank you so much for listening. Apply everything that we've talked about here. Question everything. Be a rebel, but be a rebel with the cause. Have some guidance and just focus on what you need to do and go out there and do it. Because if you don't start, it's so cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. If you don't start to question everything, if you don't start to do anything, you're not going to get anywhere. And that sounds so damn obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people have all these great ideas, read all these books, listen to all these podcasts, and think they're so great inside their head, but they don't take the first step forward to actually accomplishing what they want to accomplish or applying anything that they've learned. Don't be that person. Go out there, make a better life for you and your family, and have the best day ever.